أما بعد then to continue with Sharh Sunnah of Imam Al-Barbahari rahimahullah. And then last time we had points number 104, 105 and 106, and just to mention some of the points that we briefly had. Then we had the point that knowledge, al-ilm, is not in having many books and having read a great amount. Rather, al-ilm, knowledge, is in having fiqh, understanding, correct understanding, and ittiba, and in following the truth, and in amal, and in acting upon the knowledge. Even if the amount of knowledge that that person has is actually small, quite small, but that is a real and true and beneficial knowledge. That person has fiqh, correct understanding, ittiba, following the truth, following the way of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and action upon the knowledge. And Shaykh Al-Fawzan mentioned that there's no benefit in having a great amount of knowledge without its action and without ittiba. The person has this knowledge, but he doesn't act upon it. In what he doesn't follow the way of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then that will not benefit. Rather, that is the way of the Jews, having a great deal of knowledge, just like a donkey carrying books of knowledge upon its back, carrying a load of books without benefiting from it, not knowing what is in the books, not acting upon it. Rather, the way of those whom Allah has favoured, as occurs in the ayah from Surah Al-Fatiha, is the way of those who have knowledge and act upon their knowledge. As for those who have knowledge and they do not act upon it, then that is the way of those upon whom is Allah's anger. As for those who act without knowledge, they don't have knowledge, they just act without knowledge, then that is the way of those who are astray. Likewise, Shaykh Al-Fawzan, hafidhullah, he mentioned that the people with regard to knowledge, the people of knowledge, are two kinds. Those who just have knowledge of the tongue, they can recite knowledge upon the tongue, but that's all. And the second category, those who have knowledge of the heart and the tongue, those who have fear of Allah, and they are the true scholars. Likewise, that whoever opposes the book and the sunnah, whoever opposes the book and the sunnah, is a person of bid'ah. And that there are two important conditions for action to be accepted. Firstly, al-ikhlas, that the action is done purely and sincerely for Allah alone. And secondly, al-mutaba'ah, that the action is done in accordance with the sunnah of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if an action is done, a person doesn't act, obviously in the action of worship, an act intended to get reward. If he does it, he does the action for Allah, but mixes it with shirk, mixes shirk with the action, then the action will be fault, will be null and void, batil, null and void. Likewise, if a person does an action built upon an innovation, then it will be null and void, not accepted. Not until the action fulfills those two conditions. It is upon ikhlas, done purely and sincerely for Allah alone, free of shirk, and secondly, upon mutaba'ah, following the way of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in that matter, not built upon innovation. And likewise, the religion is not built upon ara, opinions of the people. Rather than not, the religion is based upon ittiba, just following that which came from Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the truth is that which came from Allah, that which is in the book, in the Quran, and in the Sunnah. That is the truth. And likewise, the Jama'ah is what the people of the truth, the united body, the Jama'ah, is what the people of the truth were united upon. And the first and foremost part of the Jama'ah were the companions of Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Imam Al-Barbahari, rahimahullah, he continues with what occurs here in the second volume on page 57, as point number 107. وَمَنْ اِقْتَصَرَ عَلَى سُنَّةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَمَا كَانَ عَلَيْهِ أَصْحَابُهُ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ فَلَجَ عَلَى أَهْلِ الْبِدَعِ كُلِّهَا وَاسْتَرَاحَ بَدَنُهُ وَاسْتَلِمَ لَهُ دِينُهُ إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ. لِأَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ قَالْ سَتَفْتَرِقُ أُمَّتِي. وَبَيَّنَ لَنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ النَّاجِيَ مِنْهَا فقال ما كنت أنا عليه اليوم وأصحابي. فهذا هو الشفاء والبيان والأمر الواضح والمنار المستنير. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إياكم والتعمق وإياكم والتنطع وعليكم بدينكم العتيق. The saying of Imam Al-Barbahari rahimahullah, and whoever limits himself to the sunnah of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and that which his companions and the jama'ah were upon will triumph over all of the people of innovation, and his body will be at rest and his religion will be safe for him, if Allah wills. Because Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, my nation will split. And Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam made clear to us the sect that will be saved from amongst them, saying, that which I and my companions are upon. So this is the cure, the clarification, the clear affair, and the shining beacon. And Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, beware of going beyond the limits, and beware of extremism, and adhere to your ancient religion. Just a small point here before the explanation. And with regard to the wording here, وَبَيَّنَ لَنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمَ النَّاجِيَ مِنْهَا. And Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم explained to us, or clarified to us, that which would be saved from them. In some of the editions of the book, some of the versions of the book, it has the wording بَيَّنَ لَنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ الْفِرْقَةَ النَّاجِيَةَ مِنْهَا الْفِرْقَةَ النَّاجِيَةَ مِنْهَا. Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم clearly explained what is the saved sect from amongst them. Not the meaning is the same, just slight wording difference there. Sheikh Al-Fawzan, حَفِظَهُ اللَّهُ, he said in explanation, he's saying وَمَنْ اِقْتَصَرَ عَلَى سُنَّةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَمَا كَانَ عَلَيْهِ أَصْحَابُهُ وَالْجَمَاعَةُ فَلَجَ عَلَى أَهْلِ الْبِدَعِ كُلِّهَا. He said, he's saying, whoever limits himself to the sunnah of Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم and that which his companions and the jama'ah were upon, then he will triumph over all of the people of innovation. Sheikh Al-Fawzan said, whoever remains firm upon these tremendous fundamentals, upon the Qur'an, and upon the Sunnah, and upon that which the Jama'ah of the Muslims, the united body of the Muslims, were upon, and it is the consensus, the Ijma'ah, upon the truth, then he will triumph over the people of falsehood. Meaning, he will overcome them in argument, and he will be upon the truth. The truth will be with him. He will overcome them in argument, and the truth will be with him, and not with them. even if they are many in number. He said, he's saying, وَاسْتَرَاحَ بَدَنُهُ وَسَلِمَ لَهُ دِينُهُ إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ. And his body will be at rest, and his religion will be safe for him, if Allah wishes. The Shaykh said, whoever is upon the book and the sunnah, and with the united body of the Muslims, then his body and his religion will be secure for him, even if he is a single person, just a single person, and a single person being upon that. And also, he will overcome the people of falsehood with evidence and clear proof, since they do not have anything except shubuhat, false doubts, wa tazeef, and counterfeit arguments. He said, he's saying, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sataftariqu ummati, my nation will split. He said, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a piece of information whose meaning is a warning. It was worded in the form of information, and its meaning is a warning. He informed about the future and what would occur, doing so for the benefit of the Muslims, so that they should be upon clear insight. So he informed them that differing was going to occur, and splitting was going to occur, in order that when this happens, they should be upon clear insight, and they should take their precautions, and not become deceived by the large number of those who oppose and dispute, and so that they do not withhold from the truth. So this was from his nusr, this was from his sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sincerity and sincere advice towards the nation. There occurs in the hadith of Al-Irbab ibn Sariyah radiallahu anhu that he said, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam led us in the dawn prayer, and he gave us a profound admonition from which the eyes shed tears and the hearts trembled. So we said, O Messenger of Allah, it is as if it is the admonition of one who is going to depart. So enjoin us with something. So he said, Usikum bi taqwallah wa sam'i wa ta'a wa in ta'ammara alaykum 'abd fa innahu man ya'ish minkum فسيرى اختلافا كثيرا فعليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين من بعدي تمسكوا فتمسكوا بها وعدوا عليها بالنواجذ وإياكم ومحدثات الأمور فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة. He says, so therefore he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he said, I enjoin you with the taqwa of Allah, and I enjoin you with dutifulness to Allah, and with hearing and obeying, even if a slave is appointed to be in authority over you. For whoever lives long from amongst you, then he will see great differing. So adhere to my sunnah, and to the sunnah of the rightly guided Caliphs, Khulafa, after me. Cling to it and bite upon it with your molar teeth. And beware of newly introduced affairs, for every newly introduced affair is an innovation, and every innovation is misguidance. The hadith that they mentioned, the checking of this has proceeded, as we had before, the hadith reported by Imam Ahmad and Abu Dawood and Ibn Majah, and declared Sahih by Shaykh al-Albani. Then Shaykh Fawzan said, so he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed them that great differing would occur after him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he counseled them that when differing occurred, they should cling to the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For it is salvation from the fitan. It is salvation from the trials and tribulations. And it is the safeguard from splitting and misguidance. And also he informed in another hadith that this nation will split into 73 sects. All of them will be in the fire, except for one. So they said, who is it, O Messenger of Allah? He said, من كان على مثل ما أنا عليه وأصحابي. Those who are upon the like of that which I and my companions are upon. This hadith has preceded a number of times, reported by Tirmidhi and others, and as we had declared Hassan by Shaykh al-Albani. Those who are upon the like of what I and my companions are upon. Then Shaykh al-Fawzan said, this is the one that will be saved from misguidance when splitting occurs. And it will be saved from the fire on the day of resurrection. And this group, those who are upon that is Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his companions are upon, it will be saved, meaning in this life, from misguidance when splitting occurs. And it is the one that will be saved on the day of resurrection from the fire. He said, it is those who are upon what he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was upon, and his noble companions, what he and his noble companions were upon. So this is the one that will be saved from fitan, from discord, from trials and tribulations, and from splitting. So the 72 sects, all of them will be in the fire, except those who cling to that which the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was upon. All the 72 sects will be in the fire, apart from those who cling to that which the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was upon. Then the Shaykh said, making an important point, and their entering into the fire will differ. So from them will be those who have become disbelievers and will enter the fire along with the disbelievers, along with the kuffars, the disbelievers, and remain forever in it. And from them will be those who have become sinners and will enter the fire along with the disobedient ones and will be punished in it and will then enter paradise after that. So their being all of them in the fire does not indicate that they are disbelievers. Rather, it indicates a severe threat for leaving the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So from them, leaving the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so from it is that which is kufr, which is disbelief. And from it is that which is dalal, misguidance. And from it is that which is ma'asiyah, which is a sin. And each will be in accordance with its own state. He said, he's saying, فَهَذَا هُوَ الشِّفَاءُ وَالْبَيَانُ وَالْأَمْرُ الْوَاضِحُ. So this is the cure, and the clarification, and the clear affair. Shaykh Fawzan said, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not leave us without clarifying the future to us. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clearly explained the future, which Allah had showed to us, in order that we should be upon clear insight. And this was from his sincerity and from his compassion, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that when innovative ideas occur, when ahwa, innovative sects and ideas occur, and splitting, that we should continue to adhere to the truth and have patience upon it and remain firm upon it, for there will be no salvation except by means of that. He said, he's saying, وَالْمَنَارُ مُسْتَنِيرُ, and that is the shining beacon. Shaykh Fawzan said, explaining this phrase, explaining what they used to do in the early times, the times before Islam, he said, it was from their custom that they would set up something elevated, something high, and put a fire upon it, in order that travellers should be guided. They set up something like a beacon or a lighthouse or something. So they set something high up and put a fire upon it in order that travellers could be guided. A manar, something giving light upon the way. He said, and this is set up by the oceans also, so that the ships can be guided. The same thing, manar, this beacon, this lighthouse. And the beacon of Islam is the book and the sunnah. So whoever follows this beacon will be saved. And whoever leaves, whoever abandons this beacon, this lighthouse, he will be destroyed. He will go to destruction, whether it be upon the land or upon the sea. Because he is in a land where people stray and become lost. Matahat is like a desert land with no markers. Open desert where people become lost and stray. So this is a clear example for the one who clings to the truth. In the light and the beacon, a person can follow is the book and the sunnah. If a person abandons that, he'll go to destruction. He'll stray and go to destruction. And he said, he's saying, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as is quoted here, إِيَّاكُمْ وَتَأَمُّكَ وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَتَنَفْطُعَ. Beware of going beyond the limits, and beware of extremism. Sheikh Fawzan said, التَأَمُّكْ وَتَنَفْطُعَ, going beyond the limits, and extremism, is الغلو. Means al-ghulu, going beyond the bounds, going beyond the limits. And at-tashaddud, an excessive harshness in the religion. Like the person who says, I will fast and never stop fasting. Never leave off fasting. And like the person who says, I will pray and not sleep. The person says, I'll pray all night and not sleep. Unlike the one who says, I will not marry women, and I will live a life of celibacy. The Shaykh said, this is overzealousness and extremism. The Prophet ﷺ rejected it, and he became angry at the person who said it. And he ﷺ clarified that he himself came with the middle way. That he prayed and he slept. He fasted and he broke his fast. Alayhi salatu wassalam. Fasted and abstained also from fasting. And he married women. So whoever turns away from his sunnah, then he and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he declared himself free of him. In the footnote here, they mention the hadith that's been referred to here. And they say, from Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, who said, three people came to the houses of the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, asking about the worship of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when they were informed, it is as if they thought that it was something slight. And they asked about the worship of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what it involved, and they heard the answer. They thought it was as if they thought it was something small, something slight. So then they said, "But where are we with regard to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when Allah has forgiven his earlier and his later sins?" One of them then said, "As for me, then I will pray throughout the night, always, throughout the whole night, always." And the other one said, "I will fast for the whole of time, and not desist from fasting." And another one said, "I will keep away from women and never get married." So then Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam came and said, "أنتم الذين قلتم كذا وكذا أما والله إني لأخشاكم لله وأتقاكم له لكني أصوم وأفطر وأصلي وأرقد وأتزوج النساء فمن رغب عن سنتي فليس مني." That he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Are you the people who said such and such and such and such? As for me, then by Allah, I am the one from amongst you who has the most fear of Allah and is the most dutiful to Allah. However, I fast and I refrain from fasting, and I pray and I sleep, and I marry women. So whoever turns away from my sunnah, then he is not from me." They mentioned, reported by al-Bukhari in his Sahih, and the reference should be Hadith 5063 in the Book of Nikah, Book of Marriage, in the first chapter, the encouragement from marriage. Hadith 5063, and reported by Muslim as Hadith 1401, and the wording, as I say, is the wording of al-Bukhari. So having mentioned this, then Shaykh al-Fawzan said, "So the Messenger freed himself from those people who were upon excessiveness and went beyond the limits in worship, and those who were excessively harsh, and he commanded adopting a middle course, and he gave for that He gave his sunnah, his way, as an example for that, and what he, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was upon." Just as a small side point here, before the final paragraph in this part, then Sheikh Salih al-Suhaimi, hafidhahullah, he said here that this contains a warning against extremism and ghulu, going beyond the limits. He said, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned against that, saying, "Iyyakum wal ghulu, innama ahlaka man kana qablakum al ghulu." He said, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Beware of ghulu, beware of going beyond the limits, because those who came before you were only destroyed by ghulu, by going beyond the due limits." Hadith reported by Al-Nasa'i and Ibn Majah, other hadith of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, and declared sahih by Shaykh al-Albani. And back to the final paragraph here, in the explanation of Shaykh al-Fawzan, hafidhahullah, he said, he's saying, "Wa'alaykum bidinikum al-atiq," and adhere to your ancient religion. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, al-atiq means al-qadim, that which is ancient, that which is old, ancient, meaning the religion which the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam was upon, such that we abandon muhtafat, things that have been newly brought about, and we take hold of what Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam left us upon, and it is the ancient religion which the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with, and that we abandon newly introduced affairs, and mistaken deductions, mistaken ijtihadat, which the people have introduced, even though they think that it is just an addition of something good, and that it is an increase in action, and that it is such and such, and such and such. So as long as it is something contrary to the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then there will never be any good in it. This is the meaning of al-atiq, the ancient way, meaning that which the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions were upon, that which the earliest ones from the companions and the tabi'een and the successors of the tabi'een were upon, and the most excellent generations. And that we abandon newly introduced affairs and newly brought about reconstructions whose introducers think them to be something good, and they are not something good. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inni tarikum fikum ma intamassaktum bihi lan tadillu ba'di kitab Allahi wa sunnati." He said, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "I am leaving amongst you that which, if you adhere to it, you will never go astray after me, the Book of Allah and my Sunnah." In the footnote, they mention that checking of this has proceeded, and we had some time ago that this hadith is reported by Al-Hakim and Al-Bayhaqi and Al-Ajurri in Al-Sharia as a hadith of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma. And this is called Hassan by Shaykh Al-Albani, or Shaykh Al-Albani called the chain narration of Al-Hakim as being Hassan good in his checking of Al-Mishkat. Then Shaykh Al-Fawzan said, "So whichever action and whichever saying, whichever saying comes about, do not take it on board until you judge it, against the book and the sunnah. So if it conforms to the book and the sunnah, then take it. And if it contradicts, then abandon it and do not turn any attention to it." As a small side point here, just with regard to what was quoted in the main text, إِيَّاكُمْ وَالتَّعَمُّقْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَالتَّنَقْثُعْ وَعَلَيْكُمْ بِدِينِكُمْ الْعَتِيقِ, then Shaykh al-Suhaymi, this narration that beware of going beyond the limits and beware of extremism and adhere to your ancient religion. Then Shaykh al-Suhaymi, hafizahullah, he said, this narration, this afar, is not a hadith. It's not a hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as was said by the author, rahimahullah. Rather, it is from the saying of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, as was reported by Ad-Darimi in his Sunan, and by others besides him. So, this here is a narration, authentic narration, from Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu anhu, and it was his statement, not the saying of Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as some of the verifiers mentioned, it's reported by Abdul Razzaq in his Musannaf, by Ad-Darimi, by Al-Tabarani, and by Al-Malikai. And it is authentic as the saying of Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, that he said himself, إِيَّاكُمْ وَتَعَمُّقْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَتَنَقْطُعْ وَعَلَيْكُمْ بِدِينِكُمْ الْعَتِيقْ. Beware of going beyond the limits, and beware of extremism, and adhere to your ancient religion. And as for what follows, then we'll leave it to next time, inshaAllah. Alhamdulillah, wa sallallahu ala Muhammad. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك. Thank you.
Evidence wasn't established against them, like the proof never.
That's a different matter, yeah. Because like, even the Jews are Christians, yeah, they're kuffar, yeah, they're in the fire, yeah. Individual. You can't remember that somebody, like, a child from Muslim or whatever, you know, a person who's crazy from whatever, then, as I was at the Hadith, you know, beyond it, there were certain categories of people who have to make an excuse, yeah. So that's general, yeah. We don't say, like amongst the Muslims, yeah, or you know, even if they excuse me, sorry. That's general to the Muslims, non-Muslims, the Yom Kiyama. They're threatening that those sects are threatened with the hellfire. So disbelievers from them, say they're threatened. As a general thing. And individual cases, well, I'm those best.
Press the red button, it's more dangerous there.
That's probably self-destruct.